It was a hot summer day when Jack and Annie were eating inside when they saw something glowing. They went out and checked on it. They suddenly saw a figure appearing. The figure turned into a woman in white. She told them that they must help each place to get to the next clock. Jack and Annie were scared and cold, but they agreed to help. They touched it and were transported.
Everything went silent for a moment. When Jack and Annie opened their eyes, they saw they were in a completely different place. They realized that they were in the year 1900. They knew they had to get to a pocket watch. Jack and Annie went up to the first man they saw and asked if he had a pocket watch. He said no. After that, they went to a woman and asked if they had a pocket watch. She said yes and asked if they wanted to see it. Once they saw it and touched it, they were transported to 1927.
When they arrived, they knew they had to go to the pendulum clock. They went through every public building, but they couldn't find a pendulum clock. Jack said they should go to some stores. They found a little clock store. They went through every aisle looking for a pendulum clock. They finally found one. Jack jumped up and touched one, and they were transported to the year 1928.
They knew they had to get to a quartz clock. The first place they looked for was a shop selling clocks. They couldn't find one. Then they went to a Publix building, but they couldn't find one. After that, they went to the local electronics store and found a quartz clock. They unpackaged it and touched it and were transported to 1930.
When they got there, they knew the next thing on the list was an electronic clock. They thought they should go to a store first this time. They looked and found a clock store right away. They also found an electronic clock right away. Annie grabbed it, and they were transported to 2007.
They knew they had to get to a smartphone. They went to the nearest Apple store. They ran through all the long lines and touched a phone that had just been purchased by a customer. And then they were transported to present day.
They knew they had to get an Apple Watch. They went up to an old man, but he didn't have one. The next person did have one. Jack touched it, and they were transported back home. Once they were home, everything went back to normal. Now, what will be the next clock?